Welcome to the ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxines of the Makarios Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
Hallelujah. Well, this your hand clap is not fantastic at all. I don't appreciate the hand clap. Can you clap your hands better? Clap it better. Those on this side, are you in church at all? You can add a shout. Beautiful, beautiful. Tell your neighbor, say my neighbor.
Yeah.
You are looking very powerful.
Why you fail?
But I'm looking more powerful than you.
So, me why you fail?
Ask him, does it offend you? Does it offend you? Does it offend you? Add a little meat to my mic. Does it offend you? Change your neighbor. Find another neighbor. Say my neighbor. I am the latest gentleman from the UK. I am the latest lady from the UK. Ask her, does it offend you? Does it offend you? What's your neighbor saying? Can you find a third neighbor? A third neighbor. Say my neighbor. I'm the wealthiest after Bill Gates.
Me. Yeah, you Bill Gates free what? Me. And I'm yelled for.
Ask that, does it offend you? Does it offend you? Does it offend you? Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Can I feel a resounding shout? Lift your hands to Jesus. Father, what a blessing it is this morning that your sons and your daughters are gathered in your house. We are here because of your presence. Lord, we ask that you will visit us strongly. Let us experience your miracles in the name of Jesus. And let your power fill this place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I have prayed. Amen. Please take your seat. Everybody sitting down. Everybody sitting. Everybody sitting. Everybody sitting. Wow. Is it good to see me? Right. God will bless those on this side because they are happy to see me. Those on this side, I don't know. Shepherd David's side. I don't understand what's going on there, but is it good to see me? Clap your hands together.
Oh, so.
Please, if you would not write your notes on your phone, can you put your phone on? Put the phone off.
It's me poor and to be a phone, say hi.
Put your phone off. Off.
You do your phone.
Show your phone to your neighbor.
Phone. No, I
have
check
put
your
it off. Look at it.
Actually, say, me do no. Me share. Me do no.
Me show your phone to your neighbor.
Fat share your phone channel. Phone. No, I share your phone channel. Actually, say, me do no.
Ready for me? Are the phones off? Are the phones off?
Every phone off. Every phone
off.
Phone pia e wa pia e bi mo.
Come everybody. I hope I'll be able to share the word that is in my heart.
Sometimes
there's a word in my heart. But the translation of the word, to translate the word into your heart, becomes a difficulty. God will help me. Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
And you have to know that the normal state of a man is evil. Even the prettiest girl that you can see has evil. The person who has helped you today on the basis of the help can be wicked. It's like, because I've helped you, you see, so now I'll sealed your mouth. But human beings are generally wicked. So one of the reasons why we come to church is for that conversion, that metamorphosis, that change. Can I preach like my father, Bishop Eddie? Because I don't know where I'll use it. If the word is there and I can't use it, I don't know why. Me preaching, not me the womb kakra. You have to accept the word. So change, a changed life is the best testimony for the Christian life. A changed life.
A sakraya brabono, and we are the skick is Christoni.
Not a changed circumstance, not that your circumstances will change. That you will change. Can I preach the sermon? Because many people keep praying that God will change the circumstances. But God's first priority is not to change your circumstance. His first priority is to change you. Because a changed you can change your circumstances. The reason why all your relationships are not working is not because there is a witch in it. You are too proud. You don't say forgive me. You don't say please. Hey. One time I was sending my son, I said, oh, pick my shoe for me or something. He said, daddy, you didn't say please.
So for said that when I was so many babble, I was saying, oh, daddy, one can say me pacho.
I wanted to warm that, then remember that, hey, truly, 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 I didn't say please. I didn't say please.
Daddy,
you didn't say please.
Daddy, one kaseme pacho.
So the way we are, I'm saying that God is not interested in changing your situation first. He's interested in changing you first.
When
you change, your situation will change. Can I preach it? Give ye them being evil.
So we are this man.
And the people say, Sunipa, the Jai Samai. Sunipa, the Jai Samai. Which means that fear human being and live ghosts, but ghosts. Ghost will be a human being. You can't trust a human being. And this is because a human being's emotions are not stable. They change with time. Somebody who is smiling with you today can become your greatest enemy tomorrow. How can you explain how a man and a woman who have appeared before the altar to tell each other, I do, I like you, I will take this man to be my wedded husband, to hold and to have, till death do us part.
whatever. Then the woman to say, yes, I take this man as my wedded. Whatever. Or then 7 years down the line, they don't want to see each other. They don't want to smell each other. They don't want to hear each other's name. What changed? If you find a man you are in love with who loves you, he pays your rent, pays your fees, you won't get him to a place like this where metamorphosis and change happens. You'll be shocked that he loves you today, tomorrow. Because everybody has an iota of evil in him that can spring up on a sudden day. Unless the power of God converts our hearts, there will be a metamorphosis of our hearts. Can I preach it like I feel it? Every arm robber was somebody's son. Most of the arm robbers had naming ceremony. Maybe dedication. There are some of the arm robbers are even called Christian. The guy's name is Christian.
Your friend is Christian.
But if he gets you by a bus stop, you put a gun on your head, you'll be shocked that human beings are evil.
I'm preaching.
A wife can marry a husband, she will build a house, the husband will not be aware.
I saw a girl.
She's in a shop. She's a shop attendant. Her pay is 600 dollars. I saw her recently. She's holding iPhone 13.
So for say we only have back to
a beer. Realize pro. Pro Max.
Ah, oton wa dia e wo shop. Phone and no. See the second power watching. I get to your 600 Ghana cedis. Now, so go get your iPhone 13.
Somebody's husband's salary.
Oh, be cool. That catch you. And I yes, search me.
If you've ever been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? My sermon today is the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. Sweet
influences.
How much more shall your heavenly Father, listen to my sermon, please listen to my sermon. Listen to, shake your neighbor that look, only a demon can make you sleep. How much more shall your heavenly Father give breakthroughs to them that ask of it? Is that the verse? If your earthly fathers who are evil, they know how to give good gifts. You give your child an iPad, good education, nice, good gifts. I thought that the heavenly Father, what he will also give, will be breakthroughs, miracles, testimonies, open doors. Yeah. But in the same context of a good gift given by an earthly father, the comparison is that a good gift to you is the Holy Spirit. If
if you have anything else you pride in, outside the Holy Spirit, you are poor. When the Lord is giving a gift, every other gift he will give will be secondary to the primary gift God gives. Listen to me, oh. Listen to me, oh. When God appears to your life, you may be needing capital to start a business, but his priority is first to give you the Holy Spirit. Look at Jude. Me to me feel a message. They separate themselves. When you see people who always separate themselves from a good group, you will see that they are sensual. The word sensual means that, maybe the best word I can use for you to understand sensual is sexual. Or more of your senses, touch, feel, hear, whatever, but you see, youth, we are a youth church. All our senses all end up in sex.
I'm
calling the church.
Hey!
Sensual, fleshly, flesh and
kwan.
One brother said, if I make a friend with a sister, and within 1 month, if I don't put her back down, he said, I'm late. A brother, in the church.
So for say, you have my back on, what sorry, I was a seminary on your baby, and yes, sir, you didn't get a one. Now, sir, my friend, she and come from, and what puts me back on one. Now, my
catch. You said, I'm late. Sisters! Sisters, keep yourself so. Sensual choristers.
Choristers are what's in camp.
I'm talking to you. When you get to TikTok, the videos we watch on TikTok,
Instagram,
Facebook. Hey! My brother, is that his Instagram account?
I said,
brother, why? He's a reverend. When I enter Instagram, as if the demons know that I've come, they just arrange certain types of videos. Like the videos just come, all women shaking their buttocks, twerking. Hey!
When you about to say, so for me, I'm a free Instagram. So for Saturday, I said,
no, listen to me. I'm a spiritual one. That twerking spirit
It's a spirit. No, listen to me. It's a spirit. You find non-Christians, Christians, aunties, I almost said uncles, grandmothers, everybody is doing something.
Mama, 24, auntie, 4, mama, 4, money in a show.
They are sensual, not having the spirit. Not having the spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit, because you're having the Holy Spirit. It starts you off. You start off your walk with God. With the Holy Spirit. Are you in church? Am I boring you? Acts chapter 1, verse 4. God is blessing somebody's life. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Jesus with the disciples. But wait. They should wait. They shouldn't depart from Jerusalem. But they should wait for the promise of the Father. What the Father has promised is not your marriage. Jesus is asking the disciples that, I want you to stay in Jerusalem. Stay. The Father has made a promise to all his children. Wait until you receive the promise. The promise of the Father. I'm saying that God's promise ultimately is not to marriage. Which he saith,
no, can't say.
Ye have heard of me. I told you, God has made a promise. God has made a promise. The Father has made a promise for the children. The Father has made a promise for his children. I promise. I want to give my children something. I want to give my children something. Stay in Jerusalem until you receive that promise. I'm telling you, the greatest gift
and submit to me a car, a year from the Hong Kong.
So today on the series I'm beginning, my effort is trying to help you to identify God's greatest gift. God is not in a hurry to make you rich. He's in a hurry to let you receive him. In the portion of his spirit, that's his meaning.
Ratimpo and share, say Ubenya, Ubenya, the Momo or share, say Ubenya, Coronia.
This is a good sermon I'm preaching.
We are Sempana.
Do you know that in Ghana or Africa or in this world?
Not even what you know.
Not what you know.
Yet,
who you know. We don't care that you have a master's. If you don't know anybody in the ministries, forget it.
I said what?
You get it? You get it? If you don't get it,
forget about it.
receive in the school.
Say,
if I hold your hand, they go to right now. You receive creative COVID in that school. You are not in the school by what you know. You are in the school by what you know.
Choristers don't sleep with choristers. Shepherds don't sleep with sheep.
Sorry for that. Sorry for that.
Dangerous one is that a sheep doesn't sleep with the shepherd. Relationship with the Holy Spirit, your destiny is destined for failure. Your destiny is destined. Relationship is only with the Holy Spirit. Only with the Holy Spirit. Only with the Holy Spirit. Destiny. You are standing in that destiny. And what used to be a prayer topic in years past is no more a prayer topic. You will lift your hands and say, see what the Lord has done. Your prayer topic becomes a destiny. Only the Holy Spirit affects that. It's a combined effort. We are working together. The guy, always.
Open the voice. Lamenting me. drink water. That kindly girl wanted to drink water.
Your dimension is your pool.
If the Holy Ghost touches such a life,
you
guys don't believe that I couldn't stand before people to talk. You don't believe it. I never do it. Holy Ghost touches a life. It changes from a wilderness to a... I don't know who I'm speaking to today. A wilderness becomes a fruitful field. You'll be shocked that the beer who is broke today, he's the one sponsoring your child's life tomorrow. Yes. Oh, he will change it. Oh, yeah. Every wilderness here. Every wilderness life, every wilderness finances, every wilderness business, every wilderness family, let the river of the Holy Ghost locate your life now. Yes, things will change. And in case you don't think that your life is a wilderness, but your life is a fruitful field, things work. Whatever things are working now, things can work at a higher level. Thank God that you are not poor. You have some good money. But you can get higher money than that.
Yeah.
Now, a fruitful food can change to a forest. Yeah. Oh, you are not a wilderness. Things work. Some things are working. You may be at a fruitful field. We don't settle at the fruitful field. You don't settle at the fruitful field. B, grade B in an exam is good. It's better than an F, which is a wilderness. But something is higher than a B. An A is better. An A plus is better. Something is always higher than where you are. Let's look for the Holy Spirit. You will find him.
Say, hey, yeah,
lift your hands. Lift your hands and pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit.
Yeshua.
Of the Holy Ghost. Somebody pray, say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need the Holy Spirit. 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 Come on. Come on. Come on. Holy Ghost. Come on, say, I need you, Holy Ghost. Every wilderness, wilderness, by a touch of the Holy Ghost, by a touch of the Holy Ghost, by a touch of the Holy Ghost, by a touch of the Holy Ghost. Hey, there's a river. Hey, yeah. vision, in a vision, in a vision, 2 weeks ago, God showed me grapes in a vision.
So for the vision, be a unya year now, which me know a tremor, a rade, a vitrel, a dietitrel, a walk grapes.
And has directed me prophetically. To bring the church, keep the keyboard on, to bring the church into the dimension of what's the word out there, the symbolism of what the grapes represent. In Spain, there is a monarch. There's a monarch in Spain. Every year, the first day of the year, 1st January, the family, they take 12 grapes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12 grapes. A grape representing the month. And it's you can read it online if you wish. They have become the richest monarchy in Spain over the period. Every grape for a month. It has been their custom for years. Every grape, every year, they take 12 grapes. Every member of the monarchy, 12 grapes. For the people who become the richest in Spain. Jesus says in John 15:1, he said, I am the vine. And in case you don't know, grapes come from the vine tree. I am the vine. I am the vine. I am the vine. Spirit. And he came near, and Isaac kissed Jacob, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. The smell of my son, the way he's smelling, he's smelling like a field that the Lord has blessed. Everybody has a smell in the realms of the Spirit. The smell of my son, the way he's smelling, his smell is like a blessed field. I don't know what your smell is, but some of you, your family bloodline, the smell is not good. The smell of the family, how the family smells in the realms of the Spirit, the smell is not good. Today, the grape will alter the smell. The smell of my son, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that is blessed by the Lord. the smell of my son. It's like a field that is blessed by the Lord. Begin to smell. Your business begin to smell. Smell. And may the scent of your business go far. May it enter into the nose of the right customers, the right clients. May they perceive the scent. May they appear. Appear at the gates of your business. Appear at the gates of business. Perceives a smell around you, then it comes there. There's an aroma, a negative aroma that beckons or calls on the angel of death to visit your house. Any such smell, any such pungent smell, a type that attracts death and the spirit of death. Today, right here, with your amen, and with the power of the grapes, we neutralize that smell.
Amen.
And a father and a mother, rich people, their son finished university, UST, went to do masters in Germany, came back in April, came to take the father's business. Check the father's business. One day he took a bike, he's going to check his father's factories. He never returned. A car swept him off the road. A car cleared him off the road. All the investments that a father has made into the children. One day, Satan neutralizes everything. For 27 years of investment is neutralized in one day. Is wiped out in one. You see, when you are in church and you hear a prayer about death, don't say that, oh, these prophets, that's what they do. Nobody knows when you are eliminated. Nobody knows. Never trivialize, oh, me, I'm okay, or whatever. Never trivialize it. Nobody knows. That's why I'm saying that. If you lift your voice and you say amen, and there's no sentence of death in your life, you don't lose anything. But if you miss the amen, and yet on the calendar a date has been circled for you, you will see your children's children. You will see your children's children. Hey, can you imagine how it is, Apostle, that he said, You have held Gabriella. You are walking her to the altar on the wedding day. So daddy has held Gabriella. Then he's walking her to the altar.
Amen.
Altar.
Amen.
Altar. Your father is walking the daughter to the altar. Every father must live to see the daughter's wedding day. You have to. The pride of seeing your daughter walk away into marriage. Every father must have it. Every mother must have the pride of putting how did they call that, the crown? Huh? The crown on the daughter's head and release the prayer. I was there when my mother was releasing the prayer on my sister. Beautiful. 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 Something has changed about you. Something has changed about you. Something has changed about you. The people who saw me at the conference, Give Us a Holy Conference, were shouting, hey, Reverend Saint, Reverend Saint, Reverend Saint, Reverend Saint, Reverend Saint. Then he was telling somebody that this was the keyboardist at my wedding. She was telling somebody that when she was getting married, I was the keyboardist. Then the person said, hey, this is the keyboardist. This is our prophet.
It's like the person you thought was before a keyboardist, something has changed. I'm not a keyboardist. Me, I'm a keyboardist. Today, I'm a keyboardist. Like you see me, the name you give me is keyboardist. Shit. When the Holy Ghost came, he changed me. He changed. People who know you with something, what they knew you before. I said, before the man ends, they will have a new testimony, a new name, a new description about, I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but it has happened in the name of Jesus. Please take your seat. I am not a keyboardist in any way. I'm a man of God by all standards. Hey! Have you been blessed? Have I wasted your time?